The Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, discusses the question regarding Kibbutz Avayim: who has to pay for the Kibbutz Avayim? Mishal Av, Mishal Ben. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Shalues, Rebbe Lezer, Arhechen, Kibbutz Avayim. How far does the mitzvah Kibbutz Avayim go? Amalim Kadesh Shiital Arnikiv Yizakana Yam Befanav. Up to the degree that the father takes a wallet and throws it into the sea in front of the son, and the son still says nothing to the father, makes the Gemara its point. But if we're going to say that the obligation of Kibbutz Avayim, the obligation of using funding for Kibbutz Avayim, comes from the father, my nafkale minay. Why are we giving the son so much credit? It's not his money. The father's going to have to reimburse him for whatever money he used, every money of the son's that he threw away. And in fact, from here to Ran makes an observation that if we hold that the chi of a kibbutz of me'aim comes from a parent, the chi of is so significant, says the Ran, that even in a case where the father doesn't have his own funds, still the son does not have to use his funds. Because if the halacha were that in a situation where the father does not have his own funds, there everybody agrees we use the child's funds, why doesn't the Gemara say that that was the case? From the fact that the Gemara doesn't explain it that way, it's obvious that there's no chiv of aim, kibbutz of aim, mishal av, Michel Ben, even if the father doesn't have his own ability, answers the Gemara. The case here is B'royel Yorshay. We're talking about a son who's going to be the Yorish of the father. And by him throwing away the money, so he's all, actually somewhat throwing away the son's money, because this will be money that he won't be able to Yarsh. And the Gemara continues with a story. Kihad Rabbi Rafuna, and like we have an episode with Rabbi Rafuna. Rav Huna Koresh Roy, he ripped a expensive silk garment, Ba'ampe Rabba Berei, in front of his son Rabba, Omar, Ezel Echsi Irosach Iloi Rosach. I want to see if he's going to be, get angry or not. And again, if it's the, if Kibbutz Avayim is from the father, so what's the point here? The point again is, because this son was going to be his Yorish, his heir, and he's not going to have this money because his father's ripping it. Ask the Gemara, but how was Rabbi Bar Rafuna allowed to do this? But Dema Rosach, maybe Rabbi, his son, will indeed get angry. V'kovalef neivel esita michshol, by causing his son to get angry at him, a lack of kibbutz avayim. Says the Gemara, the Machlei Liyakrei. Before he ripped it, he was Meichel as covered, and therefore we don't have that concern. But ask the Gemara, there's a different concern. V'kavim shom ba'tashchis. Why are we now worried that the father, when he's ripping up the Begid, is going to be over ba'tashchis by ruining the Begid? Answers the Gemara, Davalei b'pumpanayu. He ripped it at a hem, at a seam, which so it'd be easy to repair, so there's no issue of Baal Tashchis. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma M'shemachile Rosach, but maybe that's the reason he didn't get angry, so it's not a good test. Because the reason he didn't get angry is because he didn't see that, because he saw it got ripped at the seam, which is easy to repair. Answers the Gemara, D'Avale B'shas Rizchei. He did it while he was angry, and a person while he's angry doesn't really pay attention. And since he doesn't really pay attention, he didn't notice that it was by the seam. And that's why it would be a good test. So we see from this Gemara, the serious Isser about Tashchis. And if we look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tuf Chav Tes, where he discusses the Mitzvah about Tashchis, he says, Shorish HaMitzvah Yidua. What is the purpose of this mitzvah to teach ourselves? to become close to what's good, and if we become close and appreciate what's good, that's how we will become better. It will teach us to act appropriately. And that's the way chassidim and people of good deeds act. Oivim shalom, they like peace. Smeichim b'toyva b'riyos, u'mekavnes l'toyrob. They're happy for the welfare of people. They bring them closer to the Torah. V'lo yayvda afil gargul shal chadol ba'oilam. They're careful not even to ruin even a mustard seed. V'yotza leim b'kol avodim v'ashchos shiru. It bothers them when they see something go to waste. And they'll do whatever is in their ability to prevent waste. This is not the way the Rishoyim act. They're happy to see destruction. And people who are happy to see destruction, says the Chinuch, they are considered people who are destroyers. Because the way a person acts, that's the way he's treated. So if you act in a way, says the chinuch, somebody who likes to do good and is happy when good happens, he will be in a category of a good place. And he continues, it's prohibited to do anything that causes destruction. And if somebody out of anger destroys something, considers him like somebody who worships Avodah Zarah. Why? That is the way the Yetzer Hara works. The Yetzer tells him to do this today. And if he follows, he'll ultimately tell him, go worship Avodah Zarah. Kloimer, a person has to be angry at his Yetzer. Lichbish tavosoi, and hold back his natural anger. Let the intellect ultimately prevail. His intellect should be like a mother, should be the most dominant factor in his life. That should always make him, should always be what leads him. And that's the halacha. And actually, the isra about tashkis is an isra d'oraisa. Because the pasuk says, kisatz al ir, if you go into battle, loy sashkis es eitzo lindoich olea garzel, don't destroy its trees, kimenu toicho v'ois loy sechlerz. So you're over alav. And the Rambam teaches us that's not only in the time of war, but any time it's prohibited to destroy a tree. And actually, as we learn in the Pasuk, there may be, according to some, two lavim. One is the lav of loisashchus es eitzo, and the other is the lav of ois loisichros. And some say there may be involved a mitzvah to say also. And that is because the Pasuk says, kimimenu toichel. So here we see how if somebody, chas v'shalom, destroys a tree, he is over two lavim and one mitzvah to say. And of course, explains the Gemara, that if by cutting down the tree, it's such a serious aveira, certainly if somebody destroys the fruit of the tree, which is the whole purpose of the tree, he's certainly over the Isser. The halacha, obviously, is not only by tree, as we're learning in our Gemara. Any form of destruction is considered osur. There's only a machloikis rishonim if you destroy other items, not a tree, are you over a isa deraisa? Some learn that it's only that the Rambam seems to learn. Since the Torah speaks about trees, it's only by trees. Other Rishonim, Rabbi Yeruchim, the Urayim, the Chinuch, as we just quoted earlier in our shir, seem to say that any situation where something constructive is destroyed, the halacha is that it's Yoiva Bal Tashkas. Not only does the Gemara say there's one that's Yoiva Bal Tashkas if he physically destroyed something that is useful, but even if he caused it to get destroyed, that means if somebody cut off the water supply, for example, to a tree, that also is a situation of Bal Tashkas. The Gemara says, HaKirei Al-Mesa Yos Medai, if somebody's doing the mitzvah of Kriya, Rachman Slom, when he's an oval, so even there he has to be careful that he shouldn't do too much. Of course, the Paiskim say, but if something is done, a Manas L'Sakin, that means if you're cutting down a tree because you want to build a house there, if you're cutting down a tree because you need the wood, and another, particularly another tree will grow in that spot, in all these cases, there is no Isser Bal Tashkas. Or if you're cutting something down, Tzorich Mitzvah, the halacha is that there is no Bal Tashkas. However, the Sefer Chassidim does point out that in the Savos or Yudah Chassid, that he says there's a special Isser under any circumstance of cutting down a fruit tree. A fruit tree, we have to be particularly careful. So our Gemara said, our Gemara, as we began our shiur today, discussed two situations. First, the Gemara discussed the situation of the father who threw the wallet into the sea. And then the Gemara discussed the situation where Rabbi Rafuna destroyed the expensive beget. When the Gemara discussed the situation of the destruction of the expensive beget, the Gemara asked that it's Bal Tashkas. When the Gemara discussed the situation of the father throwing the wallet into the sea, there the Gemara doesn't make any mention about Tashkas. And the Rishonim already point out, why not? So Tosfos says, because the halacha is that if somebody does something like this, kedei lahatl emal bnei beisoi, in order to teach his children to get them to fear him, then there is no problem of Bal Tashkas. And therefore, since there was a purpose, there was no Bal Tashkas. However, the Smak says that the only time, even if there's a constructive purpose, one may destroy something, is if something is already somewhat destroyed. Like the Gemara says, Mana Taviri Tavar, he broke something which is already broken, in Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. But from here, the Stei Chemed points out, it seems that Tosfos' opinion is that you're allowed to break even something whole. He threw a wallet with money into the yam. How could he do it? Tosfos says because he was doing it for a purpose, a chinuch purpose. So we see that you could even do it on something that is useful. Why is there no Isser Bal Tashkas when his goal is lahatl mayra b'nei beisoi, to teach mayra to the people of his home? So the Smag explains, the most important thing that we as parents can do is be mechanech our children. So, as we said a few moments ago, there is no Bal Tashkas when there's a constructive purpose involved. Teaching our children, if we're doing it kedei lahatl mayrab nebeisai, which is a chinuch purpose, is considered more constructive. And when there's a constructive purpose involved, there is no isser of Bal Tashkas. However, the Pais can point out, and this could be a difference between the case of the wallet and the case of the silk begadim. The purpose of kedai lahatul moira bnei beisoi is more important than bal tashchis. But the purpose of checking if his son will get angry is not more important than bal tashchis. What does that mean? That means, as in every situation in life, we have to weigh all of the pros and cons. So we are in both episodes that are discussed in our Gemara, there's an element about tashchis. That's clear. The question is, in one, there was the question about tashchis versus kedei lahatil moira bnei beisoi. And the Gemara is teaching us that kedei lahatil moira bnei beisoi outweighs the bal tashchis concern. And in the other situation, there was the situation that he wanted to see if his son will get angry. So the Gemara is teaching us that getting angry, the bal tashchis, testing if his son will get upset, does not outweigh the bal tashchis concern. We have this interesting situation that every situation we have to judge, individually. From here, as we said before, our Gemara is clearly a raya that the Isra about tashchis is not limited to trees, because the situation in our Gemara was regarding the beged. So we see from here that not only by trees is there an Isra about tashchis, there's an Isra about tashchis even by all situations. Moreover, from our Gemara we see that the Issa bal tashchis is not only when total destruction is involved, because in our Gemara what happened was he was ripping the garment. So even if you rip it on the garment, even when you rip the garment, you still have the silk. So we see that still is considered bal tashchis. It's only not considered bal tashchis, the Gemara says, in a situation where you rip it on the seam, where on the seam there is obviously no, it's easy to repair, so it's not considered at all a situation of bal tashchis. But even any other destruction, even if there will be residual value, will still be considered bal tashchis.